All right, we didn't really do much of anything well enough tonight to deserve to win. We gave up 42 points, stopped on four short yardage plays. Got to coach better, got to practice better, got to play better. We got a lot of work to do. I mean, that's obvious. So we'll have to get back to work and see if we can improve pretty much everything. Just not good enough. Andy, Kansas City did a good job. Give them credit. But we just really weren't competitive enough, especially on offense and defense. Just made too many mistakes and didn't play well on top of that. Fundamentals weren't good enough. Really nothing was good enough. So we all got to do a better job. That's going to be pretty much the answer to every question because that's what it was.
Raise your hand if you have questions.
Tom said the team lacked urgency tonight. What did you see in the team's attitude tonight?
Oh, yeah, whatever he said, let's go with that then.
Bill, on the two big plays given up for touchdowns, what did you see from the sideline that contributed to those?
Bad defense, bad coaching, bad playing, bad football.
On the fourth and ones, the two that were stopped, is that a play where Tom can sneak that if he sees it, or was that covered up from what you saw that the sneak wasn't the best option on those plays?
We ran the play that we thought was the best. I'm sure everybody has another play that could have been run. We did what we thought was best. Didn't work out.
Bill, how much did you think the momentum changed when Gronk isn't able to hold on to that touchdown in the end zone? It seemed like Kansas City kind of really responded pretty well after that.
I don't know. It's 17-7 with 2 minutes to go and a half and give up a 90-yard touchdown drive. So, I mean, look, there was problems all over the place, so.
Coach, how do you use a loss like this to bounce back?
Well, I don't know. We need to go in there. We need to, so like I said, there's a lot of things we need to work on. We need to get to work. We need to improve them. So it's a pretty lengthy list. That's what we'll do.
Close to the goal line, three touchdowns for Mike Gillislee. What was your thoughts on the goal line running and the blocking up close to the goal line?
Well, I'm just disappointed. We had two other times where we couldn't get the ball in the red area. So, I mean, look, we did a few things, but it just wasn't good enough.
Defensively, playing with, it seemed like a lot of six defensive backs, if we would count Jordan as a defensive back, even though he was playing probably closer to the line of scrimmage. Was that, how much of that was based on Alex Smith's ability to extend plays with his feet to get more speed on the field? Was that part of the thought process of playing with more six D backs in the game?
I mean, well, there's a lot of players that had five receivers on the field. So, I mean, four receivers and Kelsey.
Bill, over here. Are there parallels to draw between this loss and the one in 2014 to the Chiefs?
I don't know.
Obviously lost an important offensive player late in the preseason in Julian. Can it sometimes take a team a few weeks to bounce back from that, maybe adjust on offense?
I don't know. I mean, the season started, so. everybody's playing with what they're playing with right now.
Do you see anything from the young kids up front on defense, Adam Butler and Dietrich Wise, just in the snaps they had for you and the rush packages it looked like? Anything stand out to you with what they did in there?
We'll look at it on film. If it's good, we'll tell them it was good. If it needs to be corrected, then we'll correct it.
How about, probably not ideal to have the two comers, Cassius and Phillip, playing as much as they did, but circumstances maybe dictated that. What have you seen from their approach to just allow them to at least be competitive in a regular season game situation after just getting here 5-6 days ago?
Like everybody else, we all have a lot of work to do, and I would put certainly the players who are new here into that category, but I'd put everybody into that category. Every player, every coach, we all got a lot of work to do. So we need to do.
Coach, with the extended time between now and New Orleans, will you have a regular schedule for a game week or change things up based on the performance, or how are you adjusting with 10 days between games instead of just 7?
We'll do what we think's best for the team to get ready to go for New Orleans.
This is a team that usually doesn't give up a lot of big plays. At least they didn't last year. You guys, was there anything specific you noticed on those big plays? Poor tackling, technique, discipline?
Sure, there are a lot of things that contributed to it. There's plenty of them. Okay, thanks.